Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel. How's everybody doing? Welcome to the 8-Minute Daf. We're discussing an Eved Knani, a non-Jewish slave, who we said in the Mishnah is purchased with money or shtar or chazaka. And today we're going to be discussing money and shtar. And the question is, how exactly does it work? Does the Eved give the money himself, or do his friends do it for him? And that's called Acherim. Shtar, does he receive the shtar himself, or do Acherim do it for him? That's what we're going to be discussing today. And we're going to see this a three-way machloikas. And we have three svaras, three ideas that they argue in. The first idea is, do we say the concept mashakana eved kana rabbi in every situation or not? In other words, whatever the slave acquires, the master acquires directly. If the slave picks up a lost object, it becomes the master's. Is there a get around? Could we say, al menashe in the rabbi harushuzboy? That's the argument, one argument. Another argument, do we say, gito v'yadabayim keachad? How could a slave acquire a document if the moment he acquires the document, it goes directly to his master? Well, perhaps the moment he acquires the document, he's released. So when he acquired the document, he was already released. But he didn't become released until he acquired the document. So it happened simultaneously. And finally, the question is it a schus for a slave to leave? Is it a positive for him to leave? Or is it a negative? We could say it's a negative because now he's usur in a shivcha. According to Chachamim, and I really wish that the editor was able to show you this revolutionary chart. There's explanations for every box. Perhaps I'll show some of it. But according to Chachamim, as you see, there's four check marks by Chachamim. It doesn't matter if it's Kesef or Shtar, and it doesn't matter if he himself does it or Acherim do it for him. Regardless, he goes out. He's Yotz L'Acheris. According to Rameir, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, when it comes to money, a slave can't do it himself. And that's because they hold that Ein Kinyan L'Eved B'Lo Rabbi. A slave cannot acquire anything without his master. When it comes to shtar, according to Rameir, you cannot have other people do it for you against his will because he holds it's a chayv, whereas Reb Shimon ben Elazar and Chacham hold it's a schus. But when it comes to kesef, according to Rameir, it's too bad that it's a chayv. We don't even consider the eved at all. Why? Either Rava says, Kabbalas Rabbi Garma, the master, as soon as he gets the money, the slave is free, so we don't care about the slave at all. And according to Abaya, money has one denomination. Money is always the same. So money that could acquire a slave, anybody could come to the master and purchase the slave. So that person could just go over to the master and give him money and the slave goes free. According to Reb Shimon ben Elazar, you cannot have an Eved receive a shtar on his own behalf because he argues with the concept of Gita v'yadabayim kechad. He holds ain Gita v'yadabayim kechad. Reb Shimon ben Elazar learns Gzeir Shava lalam isha, that just like a wife, you have to give a get to your wife and put it in another domain. In other words, in the wife's domain, she's an independent person. So too, the slave, the master has to put the document in somebody else's domain, not in his own domain, but the slave is considered his domain. Chacham, who also learned this Gzeir Shava Lala Misha, they say just like a wife accepts a get by herself, so too a slave could accept a get for himself. According to everybody, an Eved could make a shliach, could appoint an agent to receive his shichur, get shichur, just like a woman could appoint an eved. Even according to Reb Shimon Elazar, that a slave himself cannot accept a get for himself, but because he's in the parsha of get, shichur, in other words, a slave could accept a get for his friend's slave that works for another master. So therefore, he's in the parsha, therefore he can appoint an agent for himself. However, when it comes to Kohanim, who do the avodah for Yisrael, Yisrael brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohen could do the Shechita, the Israel could also do the Shechita, but from that point on, Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika, is only a Kayan. Now, what if you have a Kayan that's not allowed to benefit the Israel? The Israel said, Amudra Hanal from this Kayan, I don't want to have any benefit from him. Well, if you look at the Kayan as a Shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a problem. He could continue the Avodah. But if he's the Shliach of the Israel, then it's a problem. Well, here's the thing. A Israel is not in the Parsha of Kabbalah, Hailacha, Zrika at all. So therefore, it would be mutter for the Kayan to be makriv for this Yisrael. It's not in shlichus. It's not a concept of shlichus. It's from the Rabbanu Shlom. According to everybody, a slave doesn't have a kinyan without his master. And the same thing would apply to a woman without her husband. According to Rav Sheshes, the machlekes Rameir Chachamim is, what if you gave the Eved money on condition that the master has nothing to do with it? Amanashin and the Rabbi Yishuzbad. Rameir says, that doesn't work. Because as soon as it hits the slave's hand, it becomes the master's. According to Rabbi Lazar, everybody agrees that if you say Amanashin L'Rabcha Rishuzbay, it goes directly to the master. So where's the machlokes? The machlokes is if you give the money to the slave and you say, not al menas shein rav chushus boy, but rather you say al menas that you go out with this money. According to Chachamim, the slave never was zoich in the money. It never became his. It went directly to the master, so to speak. And therefore, and it was never the master's when he grabbed it. And it's a good kinyan. You could go out with that. And Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful day.